Hey, this is Jeremy. We're looking at John chapter 14 today. I want to read you verse 16 and 17. It says, this is Jesus speaking, and he says, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." I don't know if you've ever come up, to a time in your life where you really felt like, man, if Jesus was just right here right now, if I could just see him, if I could just touch him. Sometimes there's kind of a nagging sense that it might be easier for us and other people to believe in him if we could physically see him, if he could be heard. Maybe it was easier for the disciples than it is for us. But, I want to bring your attention to this thought that Jesus says about the Holy Spirit. That when Jesus left this earth and he was ascended into heaven, he didn't abandon us, but he sent us someone who will always be right there, the Holy Spirit. And now the Holy Spirit is God, and it's an incredible gift that he poured out his presence and his Spirit on this earth. That in the Old Testament, you find the Holy Spirit just shows up once in a while, doing an act, a miracle, just once in a while, anointing a person. But God's given his presence to all of us now. In fact, Jesus says in this verse, it's so significant, "I'll give you another helper." And if you really study this verse, what it means is, "I'll give you another of the same kind. I'll give you someone that represents me to every single one of you." And so the Holy Spirit is not, it's not just a whole different person than Jesus, because Jesus obviously is God in the flesh, and the Holy Spirit is also God. And so he has the same power, the same compassion, the same ability to work inside of our lives. And the Father's given us the Holy Spirit as a helper to help us understand God's word, to help us to do what God wants us to do. The Holy Spirit can guide you to do God's will, to say what God wants you to say to the people around you, to be a blessing or encouragement, or sometimes to not say the things that you shouldn't say. The amazing truth is this, that the Holy Spirit is always with us. When Jesus walked on this earth, he was at one place at one time. But when he resurrected and gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit, it was so that he could be present with us anywhere we are, with every single one of us. He's always with us, and he abides in us. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, even in the most boring, difficult, strange times of your life, God's presence is with you. But the funny thing is, you and I can go days without recognizing the Holy Spirit in our lives, without stopping to say, "Lord, thank you for your presence," without stopping to really talk to God and say, "Holy Spirit, would you help me? Holy Spirit, help me to know that you're with me. Let me hear you," and just communicate with God. I want you to think about the awesome privilege that you have the presence of God in your life. And that you and I need to communicate with the Holy Spirit to build a relationship with him. I don't know where I'd be without the Holy Spirit in my life. And so today, in everything you're doing, I want to challenge you to be more aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. It's a promise of God. It's a gift from God to you that his Spirit is with you. So don't neglect that gift. Don't live like it doesn't exist. But let's really strive today to be more sensitive to his voice, to be more aware of his presence. And in whatever you're doing today, communicate with the Holy Spirit and allow him to give you the strength you need for anything you're going through, and know that God is with you today.